Machining. This is Don.
Hey, Don. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good. I was wondering if you had a few minutes here to talk about your file.
Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I know you've been working with us, and we're trying to get you an approval here. I just kind of wanted to go over a few things and just to confirm those with you. I work on the underwriting team here at the Bank of Cardiff, so I just wanted to verify some of the information we have and to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay.
All right. So I have here that you are a ultra pro, like a machine shop, ultimately.
CNC machine shop. Yeah.
CNC machine shop. Perfect. And you're looking for working capital or equipment financing?
Working.
Working capital. Okay. And it says that, let me see. You don't have any current working capital loans out right now, or do you?
No.
No. Okay. And then there, you have a $148K revolving credit with your bank. Is that what? That's 38% available. Is that right? Hello.
I don't. Yeah, I'm. I don't know where you got that information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it said here that you had a $148K revolving credit with a 38%. Yeah, this is why we just call and confirm these things. All right, so that's probably not correct. I'll get that taken care of. Let me see here. Are you 100% owner?
Yes.
100% owner. Okay.
Just do that up and we'll call. We'll call Boston.
Have you applied with any other lenders right now? Or is it just
We did one who called me. I get like
a million calls.
I get like 3 calls a week on this stuff.
I'm sure that's wow. That's actually a low number compared to other people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally understand. Okay, so do you remember?
Sometimes 2 or 3 a day.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm sure. do you know the name of the company you were working with that you're looking at into?
Mm.
Off the top of your head?
Let me think. I can't remember now. It was basically the same time that you called.
Okay.
So it's just been current.
Okay, no problem. Have you gone to your local bank?
No. No,
Okay. Perfect. Let me cell phone. So we don't have a cell phone on file for you, or is this your cell phone?
This is it.
Okay. This is your cell phone and your work line?
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure I have that. So, okay, perfect. Now, what are you going to be using or how much did you want? How much are you looking at?
Oh, anywhere from, 50 to 50, excuse me, 50.
No, around 50K?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what are you going to be using the funds for?
We have two new product lines to for inventory.
Two new product lines. Does this mean you got like two new jobs, or that you need to?
No, stuff we've developed that we have to build inventory.
Okay. And how are the take me through that process? So when you say you have two new product lines, are you going to be using the money to get the materials to create these products, or?
And well, we've already done the design work. It'd be building. We have to do them in production runs, so we have to build inventory.
Okay. What are these products?
Racing cylinder heads.
Racing cylinder heads. Okay. So by designing them and producing them, what are you going to be able to sell them right away to at wholesale?
Yeah, we sell to professional engine builders.
Okay, so what are you thinking as far as like, because I just want to make sure this makes sense. If you borrow 50K, what do you feel like your return on investment is going to be on these cylinder heads?
Normally it's 20%.
20%.
After you pay all your overhead, yeah.
Okay, and then what's the turnaround time? So let's say, how long will it take you to complete the actual cylinder heads?
Well, they're $10,000 heads, a pair.
$10,000 a pair?
Yeah.
Wow. And then what do you sell them for? You said 20% higher?
No. More? Well, no, we sell them for 10.
Okay. So it cost you to make what?
Well, we sell them between 8 and 10, just depend on which version it is.
Okay. And then it costs anywhere to what to make it?
About 20% less, you know, okay, after you figure every bit of overhead.
Sure. Okay. So, let's just... Okay. And how many can you make? So do you, it is that just based on how much you have, or do you make it based on per request? Do you just keep these in stock? How do you guys
Well, we when we make billet heads, we normally will run 5 to 10 pair at a time through. Right now, of another version, we're running 7 pairs through.
Okay.
Because the process it takes.
How long does it take to make them?
Oh, it takes 70 hours a pair, 75.
75 hours a pair. That's crazy. And then how often do you guys see, you know, find yourselves making these and producing these and selling them? Is it like every 30 days, every 60 days? Is it a constant every month you're making anywhere between 5 to 10 pairs? What's the rate that you guys are selling these at?
These are new, you know, brand new products. So we've already have an engine builder that's built two of the engines. We're waiting for them to get on the racetrack. So,
okay.
We've done all our homework.
Right on. But do you feel like, so what I'm trying to get is, if we give you 50K, you know, how much can you use this 50K to flip it to keep making more product, is what I'm trying to get at. Let's say I do it, I give you 50K, I'm just throwing it out there, on a one-year term. Mm-hmm. How many times can you flip that in a year? How many pairs do you think you can make 50K work for you?
It would be...
Let's just use a year, so keep it simple.
Yeah, it would be... about 3 times.
Three times.
3 times.
3 times at 5 to 10 pairs at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 times in 12 months. Is that more real? Can I get a better number between 5 to 10? Are we more along the lines of 5 with that 50K, or more along 10?
Well, we would run 7 pairs through at a time.
Okay, so let's
would be a normal, yeah.
Okay.
Normal run.
Average pairs time. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and how soon were you looking to bring the funds on there?
Well, we'll know within about a month.
Okay. In about a month. And what is, how long have you guys been in business for?
1994.
Oh, wow, 94. So, do you know where your credit is at right now?
Well, it was excellent. I sold a house to a friend, personal house, to a friend in 1988. And it was subject to him financing. Well, he never got it financed. It's been in my name. He's been making the payment, but then he died.
Oh, shit.
And then he gave it everything to his son. Well, his son hasn't been making payments on time, and I just found out, actually through that other company I was working with.
So it's been in your name.
Yeah, it's been in my name, and I didn't even know about it until like last Friday. I found out that this year he's been 4 times 30 days late, and unfortunately it's a mortgage. You
Yeah.
know, there's only 2 years left on the loan too, and
Oh,
then
man.
you two times at 60 days, and I had no clue because he, you know, at all those years we never. That I know about had any issues, and then all of a sudden, boom, and he blew up my credit.
So that's what happened. Okay. Yeah, because I was
Yeah,
wondering
and
that
I just,
you were at a
yeah, I just,
586, so I just wanted to make sure you were aware.
yeah, and yeah, because we've, I mean, all my life I've kept my credit up, and I'm just, boy, that's devastating.
It is. It
And now I
is.
can't even get a hold of him.
Oh no, he's.
The phone number doesn't work, and it's all the way in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, then.
Yeah.
So we're trying to contact friends we have there to see what's going on.
Is that the 2912 West Topeka Drive
Yes.
address? Okay. All right, I will notate that. Why? That's why your credit is there.
Yeah. You didn't see
The
anything else, did you,
No, I didn't see
on
anything else.
there?
That's what I'm saying. It looks good.
No.
You have a lot
Yeah.
of satisfactory accounts where you take care of things, but yeah,
Yeah.
it's that score that's really concerning to us. But
Yeah.
hearing your explanation makes sense of what's going on. It happens. But here's the thing. I can probably get you some funds. It's just going to be the rate is not going to be your typical bank rate. It's going to be a little bit higher. So I just kind of wanted to give you the heads up of what it's going to be. And the term is going to be anywhere between 9 months to 24 months. Did you have a preference in which term you wanted?
Well, 24 would be better.
Okay, a longest term possible. Okay,
Yes.
50,000. Could you use more than 50, or what?
Right
Or
now, that would be good right now, and then
okay, what's the minimum you would
we're
accept?
about half that.
Okay. And what are you doing in sales? What'd you do last year, 2015?
Over $1 million.
Okay. And what about, was that the same for 2014?
I'd have to look.
Okay. Just a
Right now
rough
we're in the middle.
guesstimate.
Yeah, it's been similar, you know, for years.
Okay, so around the same. Okay. Okay, so the our payments would be on the loan any between daily, weekly, and monthly, and just kind of based off your credit score is probably going to be more along the lines of a daily or weekly payment. So I wanted to give you the heads up on that. Have you ever had a working capital loan before?
Many, 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 many years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. All right. Well, that's what I needed to figure out. What was your time in business? 94, right? Was time in business?
Yes.
Okay.
January 94.
January 94. Perfect. All right, Don. Well, I'm going to go ahead and submit this and sign off on it. Try to get you an approval here. I will get back to you possibly this evening, or it'll be tomorrow midday. There's no
That'll
rush,
be fine.
no immediate need,
Yeah.
right? So I don't have to
No,
put a
no.
rush on it. Have you received any offers yet from anybody?
Not really, no, not yet.
Okay. No
No,
worries.
it
All
was just
right.
that other company.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, hey, we do
I
want to
don't
do
know.
business with you. We feel like you do have a strong business. The credit score is the only thing that's really holding us back, but I feel like I'm going to be able to sign off on something here for you. Sounds like
Yeah.
you have a good opportunity to make some money for the business as well. So let me look into this, see what I can do, work on your file, and then I'll be giving you a call back. My name is Jeremiah. Do you want to take down my number, my direct line? I'm going to be the only person you'll be dealing with from here on out.
What you called me on?
Yeah, that's the
Okay, I've
number.
got it on ID
Yeah,
here.
just save my
Okay.
number, put it as Jeremiah, Bank of Cardiff,
Okay.
underwriting team, and if you have any questions, you can call me directly.
Okay, very good.
All right, Don. Well, I appreciate your time. I'll go ahead and submit the file, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, have a great day.
All
Thanks.
right, you as well. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.